BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
Yo, 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 what up, though? What's happening? It's always necessary to have your pom-poms ready because you never know when you need to shake, right? Welcome back, everybody. This is Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. You are here with Band Sessions with Da Boom. It's your boy, Terrell Key, a.k.a. T-Reezy.
And it's your girl, Danielle, a.k.a. Don Yeezy.
And this is Toby Johnson, a.k.a. Fury Styles.
So look, real quick before we get into the thing here, make sure you are following the channel, following the page, following the podcast. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and of course YouTube. On YouTube, make sure you click the bell to get the notifications. So hit the like button and click the bell, get the notifications so you'll know every time we have an episode. Toby, Danielle, what up, though?
What up, though?
Hey, we're back again. Like, what? We're back again. Another episode. I'm really enjoying this. I don't know about you guys. I'm having a ball. I'm having
a ball.
Loving the people we're getting on here. You know, just conversations. Just, you know, I don't know. I'm enjoying it. But, you know, it's time to move on. We got another guest today. But
we got another guest. You want me to start with a question?
You got a question?
I got a question.
Do you really have a question?
I do have a question.
But before you talk about your question, Danielle, you know, the last time I noticed that you had a wonderful, wonderful flag on your wall. But this time, Toby has a wonderful, wonderful flag on his wall. Toby, where'd you get that from?
Man, you know, we're doing some minor renovations to the house and everything. So, like, this room was cleaned out. Now I got, you know, I'm more proud of my plants right here, man. My succulents.
Come on, thriving.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, plants.
That's the piece right there. You know, bringing earth tones into the earth, you know?
Did you water your plants today?
I have not watered my plants today because I don't want to overwater, because sometimes overwater causes like roots to die, and that causes gnats and all that type of stuff. And then you're trying to save them, but I ain't trying to do all that. So like, yeah, no water. Sometimes I don't want to spoil them. You know,
I'm impressed, Mr. Green Thumb.
I don't want to spoil them. But the flag, you know, over here, you know, the flag that was on the front of the house, but you know, my neighbors, you know, every time they see the flag, they're like, oh, you prime. You know, like, no, I had the flag up before that. So,
okay. Well, that's nice. I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
They need to know what's up regardless.
Yeah, you know.
Let them know.
I got time to tell them the story, though.
Oh, there's always a story.
It's all exhausting.
So you got a question, Furious Green Thumb?
I do. I got a question. Look at this. It's not too deep, but like, quick question. Name or give a shout out to another organization that you was a part of at Jackson State University.
Oh, definitely shout out Zeta Iota chapter of Tau Beta Sigma.
That's what's up.
Band Sorority Incorporated, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You just did something with them recently, right?
Did I?
Yeah, I think I saw on social media you doing like a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, so there was a women in music panel that they had along with Key, who is band director at Powell, I believe, middle school now. So it was awesome. Basically, we just sat and talked, you know, about our careers.
We're not gonna act like that horn that blown.
Right, what is going on?
Somebody outside. That's Uber Eats. Uber Eats
is out. Shut up.
Uber Eats outside. You go get your.
It's real life right there.
The pieces out there.
Say the hoe to blow it. They love it.
So my turn. I think maybe an organization that I am a part of, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Okay, there you go. Yeah, my shirt is over here, but I don't want to get up and knock the table over. But my shirt is right over here. I keep it close by. Luffy,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Toby, you got. What about you,
sir? Hey man, you know what? Like I say, the pre-alumni association. I paid my dues. I never went to a meeting, but it was a good time. And you know, yeah, Phi Beta Sigma Alpha Beta Chapter, Luffy.
Organizations on campus. So you think about. So I had a thought about that. Like, so, you know, you know you're in the boom, you're part of the Sunny Boom on the South, but then you have other things you have to prioritize with your time. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out, you got to go to the meetings, you got to pay the dues, you got, you know, all of that's a part of the college, you know, that's part of the college mm-hmm. life. So thinking about that, like, well, hold on, part of several organizations. Mm-hmm. That really take up your time. You gotta have meetings and all that stuff. Yeah.
I want to give a shout out though, like to a couple of people, because then you know, once you're in the boom, you like you don't think that you like you don't need anything else, but you don't think you desire anything else outside of the boom family. But like within the boom family, I think a reason why I'm part of Sigma, why I'm a part of being a Sigma, being part of Phi Beta Sigma, Greg Stewart like played like a big part of that. You know, like Ollie Liddell played a big part of that. John McCollins, you know, he played a big part of that. I'm missing names. I know I am. Like, Oha, mm-hmm. he played a big part of that. You know, when you see all those people within the band, you like you just want to extend that. So, like, you know, shout out to all those people that I named. Like, you know,
shout out to all. I missed
a whole bunch of them.
Man. Listen, don't try to name everybody because you will never. We'll be another hour trying to figure out names.
Yeah, for sure.
People who were influential. Absolutely. Yes, you know, it's always somebody, you know, somebody was there before us that kind of showed us the way or showed us the ropes. Mm-hmm. So you definitely, you know what, that's cool. That's
Foster, man,
we can go on and on and on, man. I just think about people that are no longer with us that were inspiration as well, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah, man, that's pretty good. Other organizations, because These organizations help us shape who we are, you know, who we actually became to be. So
yep.
Hold on, something popped up on my screen. Let me close this out. You know how them pop-ups be mm-hmm. popping up. Anyway, I'm back. All right. So let's do it. I like that. All
right. So we got a special guest today, right?
We got a special guest, you know, because guess what? Guess what, guys? Guess what? All our guests are special. But not going to waste any more time. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mara Hall. Mara Hall, better known as, come on, flat, look at it. See,
that's fight up, Jake.
Fight up, hey, fight up,
Jake. Fight up, hey,
Mara, what's up, though? Hey, Toby. Danielle, is Mara the first person we had on from Detroit? Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably so. So we got the Detroit folks
yep.
next to each other. We got the Mississippi folks next to each other. So it's a versus. This is the Detroit versus.
Where is it on the hand?
That's right Detroit. Over there. Right there. Bottom.
Yeah. I've always messed that up. I'll be all in Flint.
Like,
it's right there. Little corner right there.
Yeah. Mara, so what's happening? Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. How y'all doing?
Good. Wonderful. How are you?
You know what? I am splendiferous and absolutely divine. Hello.
Splendiferous.
Ding, ding, ding.
Folks going to have to grab that Google app to look at some of them words. Splendiferous.
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 Super Kepler.
right. All good. So let's get into it, y'all. Let's get into it. What we got going today?
So, Mara, let's start it off like just every episode. We want to know what's your boom story?
Mini moon. No, I'm just joking. I got in contact and found out about the world famous Sonic Boom of the South through my former band director, Mr. Barry Greer, may he rest in peace, at King High School in Detroit, Michigan. He was a graduate of Jackson State University. He was a music major there. He was in WT, play cymbals. And when I got, King High School, he introduced us to HBCU band culture. And my freshman year in 1990, we took a band trip to Jackson State, and it changed my life. Saw the world famous Sonic Boom of the South. They had just got back from Motown 30.
Oh, wow.
They were on a roll, and I mean, I had never seen anything like that. I said it was homecoming. It was the best thing since sliced bread. Everybody on the yard, just the camaraderie, the black excellence, the band, the J sets, like them playing all the thing that comes to my dun 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 dun. Like that came in my head because that's what they were playing in the show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the best thing ever. And from there, I saw Vanessa on the tuba. I said, I want to play that. At the time, I played the clarinet. The next year at high school, I started learning how to play the clarinet. Play the tuba. And when I was about to graduate from high school, I knew I was going to Jackson State. Like, I'll apply to these other schools, and I have full scholarships at all these other schools, but I'm going to Jackson State because I'm going to be in the boom. And I ended up auditioning for Dr. Louis Liddell, got a full scholarship, got a full ride. I was a music education major. My first instrument is clarinet. I was a clarinet major, and then my secondary instrument was tuba. So Jackson State on a full ride, and the rest is history. Was that good?
Absolutely.
That was great.
Clarinet to tuba.
Right. What a change, huh?
It's like, you want
right.
I don't know because I'm not a horn player, but isn't that like, is that two different clefs?
Yes. Clarinet is treble and tuba is bass clef.
And also a reed instrument and a brass instrument.
Hello.
Okay. Wow. So now, how was that transition, like, from high school to Jackson State?
You know, I was really engulfed in Sonic Boom culture and studying everything Sonic Boom. Like, I knew the songs, I knew the marches, I studied everything. And then the class of 93 before me went to Jackson State. So all of the music that they had that the Boom played, they gave it to me. So I studied it. I made sure I was prepared and ready to go. So the transition wasn't hard for me because I knew exactly what was going to go on and what I needed to do to prepare myself for the experience. So once I got there, you know, it's a different story, but I was well prepared and ready to go. You know, I conditioned myself like before because I knew we had to do PT. So every morning before I came to band camp, I would run a mile or two in the morning just to condition myself to get ready because I knew, you know, I wasn't, you know, the most physically fit, but I was going to make sure that I was okay for band camp.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Getting in shape.
Wow. Training for band camp. Training for band camp where you train.
I don't think we talk about it.
If you ready, you don't got to get ready. So I just,
come on, teach the people something here now. Teach the people something.
Because, you know, I was a crab of 94. So I knew what time it was. I knew all of the ins and outs. So I wasn't going to get caught slipping. And then again, I was in an all male section and I was the third female tuba player in the Sonic Boom of the South. So, you know, those are big shoes to fill. And I just wasn't about to play no games.
Mm-hmm. You said about your business. You about your business.
You said third.
So when you got to Jackson State, that's what you played. You played tuba. And then you still play. You said that was your secondary instrument, right? So that's what you play in marching band.
Yes.
And your principal instrument, which you studied, was clarinet.
Mm-hmm. So when I was at Jackson State, my first 2 years, I played tuba in the Sonic Boom of the South. The third year, I switched to clarinet because I was going, and Terrell, we have commonalities because before you got to Jackson State, you used to be in the Mississippi Honors Orchestra, right?
Knows Mississippi Youth Symphony. You close. Symphony. Mississippi Youth, Mississippi Youth Symphony Orchestra. Yes.
And his mother used to pick me and Kenya Pringle up to take us to rehearsals from Jackson State. So that's where I first met him when I was like a junior or a senior in college. You were still in high school.
Still in high school.
And so because I played the clarinet and I played the tuba, and my main focus was to go into the orchestra because I wanted to go to a conservatory, I had to leave the tuba alone because the clarinet embouchure and the tuba embouchure conflicts. And it was hindering my clarinet skills playing the tuba. So my third year, I was in the clarinet section. And then my fourth year, I became a band manager because I was practicing to go to conservatories once I graduated from Jackson State. And so once every day while everyone was at practice, I would be practicing my clarinet, practicing orchestral excerpts, practicing whatever the audition requirements were. And I was auditioning for master's degree programs, and I ended up going to University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music for my master's in clarinet performance.
Time out. You blow the whistle.
I'm gonna be quick, but like, yeah, time out, because that takes an extreme level of maturity, you know, especially playing in the Sonic Boom of the South. One, to go from like crabbing the tuba section and then going into playing in the clarinet section, you know, and then deciding, you know what, I'm gonna be a manager, you know, because I still want to be around it, but at the same time, look, I'm thinking about the future, because most of us, we're really thinking about our primary instrument and playing 4 years and maybe a fifth year, you know, like, hey, if they let us come back because we enjoy doing this.
Yeah,
I know you enjoyed doing this, but what level of maturity did you have at that time? Or what was it in your brain? Or like what, like previous episodes in your life happened that made you think that, like, you know what, this is the way that I wanted to go. And so this is the sacrifice that I have to make in order to get where I want to be.
Well, when I got to Jackson State, I probably was like the fifth chair clarinet player. So I wasn't the best. But I am the hardest working person that you will ever meet. No one will outwork me. And once I saw that, and I saw that dynamic, and then I got into the orchestra, Jackson State, rest in peace, Dr. London Branch. He took me under his wing. And I just really found my calling there. I just really loved playing in the orchestra. And it was very hard. Like, the repertoire was hard. It was very difficult. And I struggled with it. But he told me, you know, Mara, if you want to play in an orchestra, you're going to have to practice 3 hours a day. You're going to have to go to orchestral camps or to music camps in the summer so that you can catch up. You're going to have to take private lessons. So when he told me that as a freshman, I said, okay. So my sophomore year, Danielle, you know, because you were a music major as well, you know, most of our classes, our sophomore year started at 8 o'clock with music history. So I would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and be in the practice room by 6:30 so that I could practice from 6:30 to 8. Okay. And then anytime that I would have extra time, I would practice in those in-between slots so that I could get my 3 hours a day in, because if I'm going to compete with these orchestral musicians, I have to put the time in because that's how much time they're putting in. So with that, that was where the level of maturity came in. I saw what I wanted to do, and they told me what the roadmap was, and I just followed it. And, you know, I absolutely loved the boom. If there was a boomometer to say how much I love the boom, I'm at the top of the level. I'm at the top of the list. But at the same time, me making those sacrifices for my music career is a catalyst to help other people that are coming behind me learn that they can do this too. Because when I was coming through, it was not a lot of African-American musicians who went to conservatories. I was the only female, only black person in my whole like conservatory for wins. I was the only one. And so it's different now. There's a lot more of us there now, but then it was really, really rough. So I had to do what I had to do. And luckily I had a fabulous teacher that was the principal clarinetist with the Mississippi Symphony, Daniel Spitzer, who said, Mara, if you want to do this, you're going to have to practice 3 to 4 hours a day. And that's what I did. And I loved the boom. So I still was a band manager, but I had to do what I had to do to get into that conservatory.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
That takes a whole nother so you're talking the average college student, let's just be real for a second here. The average college student is not that dedicated for practice for that many hours daily. The
average 19, 20 year olds.
Dude, 19, 20, fresh, adults, fresh adults getting paid for a job is not dedicated.
That's crazy. They making a living. They want to dedicate their own.
You're like, I'll work 10 minutes, take a break. I'll work 20 minutes, take another break. You know, like.
So Mara, I can appreciate how you had it already locked into your mind what you wanted to do. You already knew what it took. You had to miss a lot of partying, a lot of hanging out on the yard to go and practice.
I called Cap.
She said, wait, hold on.
I just told you, I practiced at 6 o'clock and in between.
My bad. Okay.
So I was a master of working hard and
partying harder.
You said working hard and playing hard?
Partying hard. Like I was your liquor queen.
Come on now.
At JSM. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Yeah. So I can only imagine. So like your peers, your classmates, Crab Brothers, Crab Sisters, that were not going down the track that you were going down. Like, how did they even, like, did they ever say, girl, why are you doing all this practicing? Or did they ever, you know, like, want to be like that? Or did they ever, like, was that something that they admired? Like, how was that conversation with them, knowing that you really were, like, the standout student, just to be honest with you? Because, you know, that you got to be a star student to really, really, really be focused on that. Was that ever a conversation, do you recall?
No, because I don't think I was a star student. I think what usually happens just in my life, I'm like the little ninja that's creeping in and you don't see me coming. And then by the time I'm here, you like, oh, I didn't even know. Yeah, you, because I'm not braggadocious about it. I just was doing the work, you know, and I don't think I would never say to them what was going on, or and I don't remember being like the standout star or like somebody, oh, Mara, she the number, because I wasn't. I was like working myself up. Like I told you, I wasn't the best. I just kept practicing until I was. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I became that, it like, oh, I didn't see that. It was so I don't think it was like, Mara. No, it wasn't. It wasn't that.
So she was silently
her way up. Work.
I like that.
It was the work, the effort, you know, the time.
That's a word right there. Like somebody can use that and be inspired. You know, I'm sure you've inspired millions of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people, whatever. You know, but to hear that kind of story, I know you got a whole bunch more stories, but to hear that is really kind of inspiring to me. You know, if I go back into my mind as the college student, band student, and just trying to figure my way out, we just trying to learn. And so I wasn't a music major, so my job was to learn all my music and play well. That was it. I did take some private lessons on French horn a few times, but you know, my job, my goal was to learn all my music and perform well. That was it. I didn't have a what is it called? Conservatory? Well, I can't even think of it.
Conservatory,
that's what it is. That's what I thought. Yeah, I didn't have that. That wasn't something that was on my mind at the time. So man, I commend you on that, man. That's kind of cold blooded there. You somebody real deal special out here in these band streets here now. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Thank you.
that's pretty cool though. Because it's something I didn't know. You know, I never knew that.
I love music, and it was just a blessing. Jackson State was the best blessing of my life. And every year I come back for homecoming, and any game that I can come to relive that and to give back to that, because I am Jackson State. Jackson State is me.
Jay is me.
Jay is me. Hey, look, so I just thought about something. So, you know, a lot of times we sit in the box and we're right in front of the band during the games, and we're reminiscing, we're having conversations, we're catching up, you know, how's life, how's kids, and all that good stuff. And then it's all, the one thing that brings us together is the Sonic Boom of the South, the band, Dr. Liddell, because we're all Doc babies. Mm-hmm. So here's something I think we've talked about before. You march in the band or you do the band program, and then your time is up and you're gone. You graduate, you move on to the next phase in life. Mentally, how has that separation been over the years to know that, okay, this was my life every day for a minute? Like how, like, cause I know we all whistle tunes that we hear on the radio, or we may be marching sometimes in the middle of the floor randomly in a Walmart. Like, how are you able to like separate yourself from being in the boom to not being in the boom anymore?
You know, I'm when I left Jackson State, I got my master's, and then I went and worked on my doctorate, but then I became a band director. So I never really separated myself from band or from the boom, because I had students who I taught and exposed to Jackson State, many different schools from K through collegiate. And, you know, band is a part of me. Band is something that I can never leave alone. I think the way that I separate it is that I try to, when I'm looking at bands now or when I look at the boom, I look at it for the aesthetics and not as a musician. Because I remember when I was fresh out of college, I'd be like, oh, that's out of tune. Oh, they're not doing this right. That cut off. And all, like listening to them as a band director, as a musician, now I don't. I'm just like, I'm there for the fun. I'm there for the red cup.
Yeah. that's it.
I've been trying to tell people that. I'm like, y'all stop that. Like you're getting angry for nothing. Like, just enjoy the vibe. Like,
enjoy it.
Just enjoy the situation.
Enjoy it. Yeah, that's what I do. I don't, because it's what I did for a living. So, yeah, I don't care. Y'all be great. This is your run. This is your era. Mm-hmm. And I just try to support you know, the kids that are in the boom, the band staff that's over the boom. Yeah, it just be great. And I'm here to write a check or to raise money and to support. So,
Myra, I always admire because, like, when you came back, because, like, you were out of the band when we got into the band. But I remember when we were upperclassmen, sophomore, junior, senior, you would come back and you would always preach life into us. And you would act like you didn't know me, but like you would talk to me like we were besties. You know, I always admired that. But then, like, when I graduated and we going through life and we moving through life, and I remember, like, sitting on the couch one night and I see you dancing on TV. I don't remember the name of the show, but you gave a shout out through your dance routine to the Prince and Jay sets.
I remember that. What was the name of that show? What was the show?
Dance Your Ass Off.
I researched today so much and I couldn't find it, but like I was looking for clips and everything, but like I remember you like doing some of the J-Sets moves, and it brought so much pride to me and so much joy. I was living here in Tampa at the time, so I wasn't in Jackson where you see that all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at her dancing her ass off. But then when you go back and you just look at the artistry that you're doing, because you found another niche, because you did the band director thing, and then like, I don't know what happened. I know I'm living this human experience, and so I know that things happen that change our trajectory to certain areas, and we can find those gaps where we can find those things that fill those gaps. That may have brought us joy in the past, but just new things out there. How did you get into this acting thing? Because when I look at it, like looking at your repertoire, you know, the Stereotype Show, Saints and Sinners, and the Quad, Scandal. Like you were on Scandal, like that was like lit forever. You was on some episodes of that, and then Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
3 years, like it's nothing bigger on TV than that. You know, like right. When I'm sitting on the couch and I'm watching Grey's Anatomy and I'm looking at my kids, and I'm like, yeah, she marched in the boom. Not with me, but she marched in the boom. I know her.
Cool.
Like, how did you find that niche? Like, your work ethic is impeccable. Because like, you were working when we logged in. You're like, hey, I'm going to do this thing right here. And then you came in. But like, how did you find that gap?
So when I was a band director in Detroit, all of the band directors that were hired after 2001 were laid off because of budget cuts. And so from there, I said, okay, they laid us off, and I went back to school to finish my doctorate at the University of Southern Mississippi. And I hated it. I was like, I can't do this. I could care less about Bach, Beethoven, Brahms. I don't give a damn. About none of this. And I started taking acting classes with the theater department. And I found this group of African-American thespians that had a showcase, and they were like, Mara, you should be in the showcase. So I did spoken word at the time. So I wrote a choreo poem and did this showcase with them. And it was the best thing ever. And I was like, you know, I really like how I feel like when I'm on stage, because you didn't know this, but when I play the clarinet and I would be, when I would do my recitals, I would get so nervous that I would shake. Mm-hmm. And I used to have to take beta blockers because I would be so nervous because insecurities with, when I was at the conservatory, my teacher told me that I'd never play in an orchestra, that I'd be a good teacher. And that like really messed with my psyche and my musical self-esteem and things of that nature. So when I would play, I would get so nervous. But when I started to act with these students at USM, and I'd be on stage, I was at home. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. I wasn't nervous. And I was like, you know, something is up right here. So I started auditioning for reality shows. The first one I auditioned for was Monique's Fat Chance on Oxygen. And then I auditioned for The Biggest Loser. And it was between me and another person on both of those shows. And I was like, you know what? This is a sign from God. Like, you know. And then the people that were in this play, the people that were in the showcase with me at USM told me, Mara, you should audition for the main stage play Blood Wedding by Federico Garcia Lorca at USM, and audition and got a part, beat all the theater majors. I was like, yo, this ain't no coinky dink. So from there, I said, you know, I'm going to really, you know, take this thing serious, and I'm going to either move to New York or L.A. I didn't really like New York because it was kind of grimy. And I moved to LA because Oliver Thompson, who was drum major 94 through 96, yes, mm-hmm. lived in Glendale, California. And I visited him and stayed with him for a couple of months. And I moved to LA to pursue acting. And that was in 2007. So that's how I got into acting. But even before that, when I would be a band director in Detroit, in a different Detroit, Alcorn State, wherever I was, I would always be very energetic and entertaining. And I could like announce very well, and just my voice. And I remember, shout out to Charles Thomas, a Detroit band directing legend, told me, "Mara, you should think about getting on the radio, or you should be an actor." And I was like, "That ain't no real job. How do you do that?" So that was back when I was a band director. He planted those seeds. And from there, I just went with it, and I've been acting ever since. And that was 2007 when I moved to LA.
Wow.
That's a cool story, man. Like that transition. Mm-hmm. You went for one thing, came out something else. That's crazy. And that speaks to the trajectory that Toby was talking about. Like you go here and then all of a sudden, that's cool. Cold blooded. Hey, you somebody special. You sign autographs. Can I get an autograph?
Oh, man,
I gotta wait till I'm coming.
No, we ain't gonna give y'all no autograph. Y'all know me. Stop it.
I'm taking pictures. Can I ask a deep question though? Because you said it. Like, how did you learn to listen to God?
So you know, I honestly don't feel like I listen to God. I feel like that I'm very stubborn. And I work on that. I ask how can I be more obedient to God? How can God talk to me? How can he tell me and order my steps and lead me in the right direction? Because I know he's doing that, but I don't necessarily hear him when he's talking to me or he's telling me certain things. So I really struggle with that. What I will say is that I always in my life try to do the right thing. And I always try to lead by example, and I always try to lift as I climb. So I'm always a lifelong learner. Like, I don't know everything. I'm very humble. I know that I've accomplished all of these different things, and I've been in all of these different places. But at the end of the day, I'm very humble, and I'm very thankful, and I always remain in a state of gratitude. And giving thanks for the things that I have, because I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still pivoting, and I'm still trying to do all of that with a smile on my face.
Mm. Amazing.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Even through adversity, because you don't wear that. We all go through things, you know. You don't wear that. Like you say, with the smile on your face, if anybody was to say Mara Hall, it's going to always be something where they think of a person that lights up the room, because you really have always lit up every room that you've been in. So I can understand that, you know, just trying to listen and be obedient and stay in focus, and then just, you know, doing what you need to do and still smile. Smile. The Kurt Franklin. Back. Okay. Mara out here. Mara is you teaching. Mara, you're teaching the people. You teaching me. I need to get my pen.
Taking notes.
I need to apply some of this stuff to my daily life.
Got the notes. She got a whole page love already.
Love it. But that's one of the things I love about Mara, though, how much of an inspiration she is, but also like a motivator, right? Like, you can watch her moves and get inspiration.
Yes.
Right. But also, like, and just having any type of connection with Mara, like she'll like you said, Toby, like she'll pour life, you know what I mean, into you. Like, she'll come back to the boom, right, and speak to a room full of students, band students, and pour life into them. But like, as your friend,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Even like that's a little gem right there. That's somebody that, you know, you met. We from the same city. Met because of the boom. You know what I mean?
Wow. Look at that.
Met
look at that.
1,000 miles away because of the boom. Mm-hmm. So like,
wow.
Yeah, and made friends instantly. I can't even tell you how we became friends. You know what I mean? But Mara always poured life into me. Always, you know, motivated me and pushed me. Just with a few words, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? You right. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many moves I've made because of just like a couple words that Mara has given me. So I just, those are my flowers. We do the flowers thing. You know what I mean? Here, Toby is the general of the flower giving.
Right.
But,
nah, man.
But, general. Yeah, but no, like, I just wanted to say that because, you know, you do that work, you work hard, and it pays off in, like, the people that you actually are, like, touching and inspiring. For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll piggyback on that. Just knowing someone living their dream, like taking that risk, because I don't think there's anyone that I know that marched in the boom that didn't come into the boom with a dream of doing whatever it is, you know? But you being able to see it, pivot, make those moves, listen, you know, and do, you know, and wherever you are in your vision right now, you have so many people looking at you and watching you and watching those moves and watching you make those pivots and are proud of you. You know, my flowers is I'm proud of you. Like, I'm not talking for anybody else. Like, I'm proud of you because I feel like vicariously living in the back and seeing you on Dance Your Ass Off, seeing you on Grey's Anatomy, seeing you on Scandal, and watching those episodes and being able to see, like, oh, she did that. And I know it was a struggle. I know it's not easy. I know it's hard, you know, because anytime that you're stepping out on faith and anytime you're stepping out on, you know, faith or, you know, like the unknown, that's scary, you know, and everybody's not built for that. But my heart is built for that, you know, like, so, like, you're a living testimony. So, like, yeah, that's the flowers. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
When you think about where you are in the entertainment space, you know, so most people have a background of what they're good at. You're good at acting, but you're also good at playing the clarinet and the tuba and what other instruments did you play? Do you ever get the opportunity to cross those two? Remember, I was doing this, y'all, the last episode.
I know what that means, though. I know what it means.
Will you ever? Hold on.
Puzzle, put it together.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. So were you able to like cross those two over, to like you playing an instrument, and then you acting like. The people in the acting industry and the entertainment industry, do they know that talent of Mara Hall? Do they know that?
I am a classical clarinetist and I still can play the tuba very well, but I consider myself a band director more so than a musician, like a gigging musician, because I really don't play like that. Okay. I'm more, and I call myself the band whisperer, because I love to sprinkle my pixie dust around throughout.
That sounds like a show. That sounds like a show.
It is a show.
Just pitch that
spoon to your local screen.
I think we should be a part of that.
I liked it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So do people, you know, I've never played a role where I'm a musician. My dream job is having my own sitcom that combines band, music, teaching with acting. So I have several projects in the works that I'm working on, that I'm developing, that are all geared for me to be vehicles for me to star in them, but also for me to produce them. And they're all HBCU band related. Like I'm writing a movie called Curvaceous Cuties. It's about a plus size dance team at a HBCU campus, fictional story.
Okay.
So that's going to be one. And then I have another, my biggest film that I want to do is talking about when I was a band director, a college band director, and I was a victim of sexual assault and harassment. Whoa. So just showing the other side of being in a male-dominated field and me being very, very alpha female and in the game in a time where there weren't a lot of ladies in the game. And so just shedding light to that and showing how strong you have to be and how through that adversity you rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Come on.
Wow. Thank you for sharing it.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. That's man. See, extraordinary. You are somebody special. Somebody special. I've always known that, but I really know it now. That's cool. I really know it now. Hey, you probably only just gave us a little bit of tidbit. We got a few more minutes. We're gonna get ready to wrap it up in a minute, but we got a few more minutes. Man, you said so much stuff that I really wanted to like grab and be like,
hey,
so tell me more. But I don't even know where else to go because it's like you spit it all out and you kind of brought it all home. That's kind of cool.
I got a boom question.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
You know, Jean says she was the master of, you know, working hard and playing, partying hard. So like what, like in the being in the boom, like what's one of your like favorite memories?
Oh, she took the glasses off. Glasses.
You are crazy.
No, I'm so many. Oh my God. Okay, I'm so many. You know what was really fun for me is after I graduated, when you guys were freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and I'd be in grad school, and I would come back to every game, and I would literally be drunk.
Turning up.
Hey,
that's why you talked to me like you knew me.
Been in the box since the box began.
And just to go back, because Toby, you said about dance your ass off. You know, I'm a self-proclaimed honorary J Set.
Hey,
tell
and
it.
I used to be hitting the counts.
They know. They all know it too. They all know it.
No, just having fun, luxuriating in a beautiful cocktail.
Beautiful cocktail.
You know, yes. That is so many different stories, but I just remember just enjoying myself with libations. Is that bad?
No,
it's not. It's not at all.
Because that's a post, right? That's a post like college memory. That's an alumni memory. And you know, we don't get those a lot. We normally get to when I was in the boom, and I'm marching into this. You like, nah.
I was able to be grown.
Right. Because she was trying to get into the conservatory.
That's right. She had to get to the conservatory.
But I would practice and then I would drink my little ripple off to the side.
Yeah.
Right. I think people sell
Jubilee.
I gotta be right about it. Yeah, Jubilee.
You're right.
People don't think about it, but like I feel like going home, going to Jackson State is like going to Mecca. You know, like when you go home, mm-hmm. it's a freedom in that.
Uh-huh.
And you can be free. You can be who you are around your people. And it's no fear of judgment. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's just doing and being free and being who they are. And that's the beautiful thing about being a Jacksonian is that, you know, like when we come back together, it's about just having a good time, you know, and you know it, Terrell. We backpack across Atlanta in our Jackson State shirts. Like we didn't know where we was gonna get, how we was gonna get there, where we was gonna sleep that night. But right. At the same time, though, like what?
We had a good time.
We had a good time.
We had a ball.
Yeah.
I
love that.
You know what? I loved all of the band trips too. Like,
Oh boy. That's 30 more minutes. Band trip. Hit us with one. Hit us with a band trip story. Wait. Hold on. Wait. Let me rephrase that.
Yes.
Let me rephrase that. Let me rephrase that. Hit yes. right. Hit us with a band trip story that's easily told. I don't know if I said that right. You know what I mean?
Most of them are easily told, man.
Right. Wait, you had to follow me. You didn't catch me. Easily, like.
Oh, I got you.
No, all of mine are easily told. It just ended up, my room was the room with the corn liquor.
Corn?
Yeah. Like,
really?
You from Detroit and you got Mississippi liquor?
No. It's just synonymous with the top shelf. Because my Adam said, Don't look down. Yeah, I had. Hey. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, that's
including wine, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Good for all the
libations. Red wine, right?
She's a red. I'm a white. Riesling, Gewürztraminer.
Come on, Gewürztraminer.
Jagner.
Yeah, I'm all.
You're very well versed. Look, so check this.
Moscato. Moscato. You got some Moscato over there, though?
I got some.
No.
I
like a cab, though. I like a nice cab. Uh-huh.
So check this out, Mar. So we are nearing the end. I hate this part of the show because it seems like the time just never wants to stop. It always is going, and we have to end at some point. But just bringing it to a close, I just want to say, me personally, I want to say I appreciate you once again for coming on. Thank you for your time. I know you got your baby. You're on mommy duty. You know, I know you're busy. You're writing, sending emails. You're writing the scripts. And, you know, you're doing a whole bunch of stuff. And then it's all in the name of Jackson State University because it's so many things that I know for a fact that you learned and that you took from Jackson State just from being in the boom alone. Huh? Did we
can
do
we
what?
Get that? Can we get that? Can we get that?
Can no. we do what?
What she took from the boom. Oh. Can we get that?
Ooh. What did you that I need oh, that?
Absolutely.
Thank you, D.
Yeah.
I am who I am. I am successful. I am Mara Hall, the actress, Mara Hall, the author, marahall.com.biz.co.uk because of the sonic boom of the South. I learned work ethic. I learned how to get along with people. I learned leadership. I learned sportsmanship. I learned how to take nothing and turn it into something. I learned how to make a big old bowl trough of lemons and turn it into lemonade from the sonic boom of the South. I am Mara Hall because of the boom.
You know what? That's the beginning of a documentary right there. Like all of what you said, that should be the intro of the Mara Hall documentary. Like I am. Hey, that was amazing.
And all right. That starts with William W. Davis, Dr. William W. Davis.
Anyway. Yeah.
Let it boom, guys.
Let it boom.
So, Mara, before we close, I normally ask, you know, if you got any parting words, people you want to shout out, but you kind of just did all of that. So I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. Do you have any parting words? This is my last part. They told me don't yell, say what they want. But do you have any lasting words, any parting words, anything you want to share before we leave and before we sign off? Shout outs, you know, you want to shout out your hairstyle. I mean, just whoever, you know, whoever comes to mind or whatever. Do you have any words, ma'am?
I just want to send love and joy to everybody that's ever marched in the boom, that's ever been a part of the boom, affiliated with the boom. We are one, we are family. I would love to see us support one another more and be more uplifting to each other as Jacksonians. Because I know, especially from our era, sometimes we're not the nicest to each other, and tomorrow's not promised. So be the light that you want to receive. Be the joy that you want to be. Be the example that you want to see. Just love up on one another and support. And then we have to give back financially to the Sonic Boom. We love the boom. Yeah. But do you give any money to the boom?
I love it. Yep.
We need to be philanthropic. And you know, just really quickly. Mm-hmm. I understand why we're not, because we're one generation, two generations outside of, you know, Jim Crow slavery, you know what I'm saying? So it's all new to us. But once you know better, do better. Mm-hmm. You know, give back. They need help. They need funding. They need money. And we can do that.
Yeah. And that's all band programs, right? But we're speaking specifically to ours. You know, like all band programs need money. We're speaking specifically to ours and our alumni base, our fan base. So absolutely. And on that, please, if you have not contributed to the Road to Roses Fund, please feel free to do so. That is the fund to get the boom to Pasadena, California for the Tournament of Roses Parade, which is going to be on New Year's Day, 2025. And you can contribute at jsums.edu/roses. We need to let that roll at the bottom.
I know, right? The ticker at the bottom. Toby, you got anything?
This was an enjoyable episode. I'm so glad we got Myra on. We've been wanting this episode since day one.
Thank you.
Since day one, we want to speak with you, and because we knew you had so much value added to this program. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
What'd you say?
I said thanks, Gene.
All right, y'all. So that's it. Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. This is Band Sessions with the Boom. It's your boy Terrell Key, aka T Reezy.
And your girl Danielle, aka Don Yeezy.
And this is Toby Johnson, aka Career Styles 009.
And we had the most wonderful
Myra Hall. Follow me on Instagram at Myra_Hall and follow my book at Love Bombing the Book.
Boom. That's it. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We out of here. Pom poms are shaking again. Until next time, peeps. Peace out.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.